From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Catalonia declares its independence. Catalonia's regional parliament declared independence from Spain on Friday in a disputed vote that is now likely to be declared illegal by Spain's constitutional court. Separatist lawmakers erupted in applause as the vote was approved. Most opposition lawmakers had left the chamber in protest moments before the vote. No country has expressed support for the secession bid. In response, the Spanish Senate in Madrid voted today to give wide-ranging powers to the central government to rescind Catalonian autonomy and take over control of the region. Mariano Rajoy, the Spanish Prime Minister, told reporters what happened today in the Catalonia Parliament is irrefutable proof of how necessary it was for the Senate to approve the proposal the government made. Today, the Catalonia Parliament has approved something that not only goes against the law, but is a criminal act. The Catalan motion calls for beginning an independence process that includes drafting Catalonia's new laws and opening negotiations on equal footing with Spanish authorities. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State announced Friday morning a ceasefire between Iraqi forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga in northern Iraq, but quickly backtracked on the claim, saying it was not an official ceasefire. The Iraqi military and the Kurdish minority have been clashing for several weeks after the Iraqi troops moved in to secure areas in northern Iraq that had been seized from IS jihadists. The United Nations said Friday the Myanmar government has agreed to allow it to resume its food distribution operations in northern Rakhine State after a two-month suspension. The agreement was announced as the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund reporting that Rohingya children were close to death from malnutrition. This is VOA News. Kenya's Electoral Commission has called for patience and calm as it tallies the results of Thursday's rerun presidential election. However, some fear already that they're the low turnout. With more, VOA's Jill Craig from Nairobi.
The chief of Kenya's Electoral Commission says 6.5 million voters, about one-third of all registered voters, cast ballots in the election Thursday. Opposition leader Raila Odinga told his supporters to boycott the vote, and some polling stations looked like ghost towns. Morithi Mutiga is the International Crisis Group's Kenya analyst.
If this turns out to be the final act in what has been a very dramatic election, it will be a very unsatisfactory conclusion for all sides. Certainly for the president, he will move forward with what seems like a very shaky mandate without a clear mandate from the people.
The opposition has not said whether it plans to file a legal challenge against the results of Thursday's election. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Officials say the voting is expected to resume on Saturday in some locations because several polling stations were unable to open due to security concerns. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, along with four senators, have been disqualified from Parliament because they held dual citizenship at the time of the last election. Malcolm Turnbull is the Australian Prime Minister.
The decision of the court today is clearly not the outcome we were hoping for. But the business of government goes on.
Australia's constitution bans subjects of foreign powers from sitting in federal parliament. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play in the future of his country, and he must go. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
He says the United States wants to see Syria emerge from this war as a whole and unified country, a country in which President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play.
I've said this many times as well, that we do not believe there is a future for the Assad regime, the Assad family. I think I've said it on a number of occasions, the reign of the Assad family is coming to an end, and the only issue is how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
Tillerson says he supports the so-called Geneva process, which seeks a peaceful, negotiated end to the Syrian war. He notes the process sets out specific procedures for holding elections, but has no prerequisite that Assad goes before the process starts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.